Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Confession time. I love my hair, but I don't love how long it takes to do it. I'm a type 4 natural, and not gonna lie, when it's time to redo my wash and go because it's frizzy or dried out, it drives me nuts. In a perfect world, I could be using that time to do something fun like getting a massage or going to brunch or something. I know you get it because we are all too busy to be frizzy. I'm glad that Way understands this and created their new anti-frizz cream at just the right time. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. Way anti-frizz cream fits seamlessly into the mix of products I use to do my wash and goes and twist outs, giving me smoother and intensely hydrated feeling hair. I also love that I only need to use a little to see a big difference, plus it smells really, really good. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. Hey, hey, you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. What is going on? Happy Monday. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. This is a safe space for Black women where we get to all topics that point us in the direction, of healing, loving ourselves, abundance, joy, living well. That's what this show is for. If this is your first time tapping in, welcome, welcome. And if you've been rolling with me for a while, I'm so glad that you're here. So first things first, how did you survive Thanksgiving? How did you survive the holiday? I think I've shared this before. I don't really do holidays like that. I think just because of how I grew up and just, I don't know. So holidays are not a very traditional thing for me. Well, specific holidays, I should say. Thanksgiving, literally threw some ribs in the oven, made some black mac and cheese, you know, the black folk kind, and made a vegetable. And my daughter likes that. And I do too. I ain't gonna front. But she always wants mac and cheese with the, what's that purple stuff called? Not pomegranate. The name is escaping me. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? The purple stuff that comes in the cranberry sauce. Lord have mercy. She loves that. So I always oblige whenever possible. So that's what we had. And it was a nice time. I got to relax and rest and all those things. And it was perfect for me. That was exactly like I am the person that especially if I'm not like booed up or anything, I'm the person who just likes to chill, have a glass of wine, catch up on shows, lay across somebody's couch, which would be my couch. And, unless my daughter wants to do something. So sometimes it just depends. Like we might play games or cards, or I might play video games with her or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's just a pretty chill time. So that's what I did. My hope for you is that as we kind of go kicking and screaming at this point into the rest of this holiday season, you know, Christmas is right around the corner, and then we have New Year's, of course. I just hope that you, at minimum, are, you know, allowing yourself moments of peace, allowing yourself opportunities to give yourself grace, be gentle with yourself, because emotions can put you on a roller coaster with the money spending, which if you don't have your money,
I guess, your financial habits under control, if you will, that might send you into a spiral. You might feel pressured, like, oh my God, I have to buy all these gifts, or oh my God, I don't want to buy all these gifts. I want to hold on to my money, but there's some guilt there because I'm supposed to give. You know what I'm saying? Because people are expecting money, things like that. They can be so complicated, right? There's just a lot going on with the holidays. So my hope and my prayer for you is that you are able to bring some sort of balance into your day, some sort of balance into your schedule, some sort of balance into even your spending, some balance into how you might be eating right now, like just allowing more balance into your life. Okay. So that's what I wish for you. Now, on today's episode, I want to just have a really honest and real conversation with you. I want to talk about the fact that a lot of us are wasting time. Okay. Yeah, I said it. This is a tough love conversation. If you don't want tough love, you know, or maybe you're not in a good place right now. So the things that I say may feel like, oh my God, who does she think she is? She don't know me. She don't know my story. You know what I mean? Sometimes we're not in a place to hear or receive real talk or tough love. And I appreciate that and I understand it. So this may not be the episode for you, but I want to talk to those of you who, and you know who you are, okay? And I'm raising my hand too. Like, we are out in these streets acting like our time is unlimited. We are out in these streets acting like our energy is unlimited, and it's not. And what I don't want is for us to go into 2023, a whole shiny brand new year, okay? New year, who dis? And we just take that same shit, excuse my French, even though I said it in English, into the new year, year after year after year after year. So if that's not the conversation for you, please scroll down, listen to some other podcast episodes that I have available for you. But that's what I'm going to talk about today. Okay. Like I said, this is a tough love episode. Now I try to, before I get into that, and that's going to be very brief, right? Or you know how I talk, but it should be very brief. I don't know. But before I get into that and my thoughts on that, I want to share with you what I did for self-care this week. And this week was interesting. I think on the last podcast episode last week or in the last couple of weeks, I mentioned that I was going to be doing some shadow work. So in case you're not familiar, shadow work in a nutshell, I'm saying here right now, right here, that I am not the expert, okay? I am not the expert on all the things, but what I can tell you is when it comes to my healing, when it comes to my joy, when it comes to just loving myself, accepting myself, getting out of my box and my limiting beliefs and just healing and wholeness and wellness, like I'm in a place where I'm just like, listen, let me get to it. Okay. I've done so much avoiding in previous years that now I'm just like, let me get to it. Let me try it. Let me think about it. Let me read up on it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so what was I saying? Shadow work in a nutshell. It's where, to me, my understanding of shadow work is getting raw and real about just your truth, who you are, anything that, for example, may trigger you, for example, investigating those things. So that way you can just be a more whole and healthy version of yourself. You know who you are, you have that self-awareness, you kind of like diving deep. And in other words, taking off the cover, you know, pulling off the drapes off of the windows and letting some light in and getting into those little cracks and crevices of your home and seeing what's in there. You know what I mean? It's like not turning a blind eye into, not turning a blind eye away from just what makes you you. Does that make sense? So typically when we talk about like personal development, for example, or just wholeness and wellness and all those things, because a lot of us come from a place of struggle and lack mindset and poverty mindset and lacking in self-love and self-confidence and all those things, we naturally want, or we think that the only way sometimes to counter that is to, you know, do affirmations, to look in the mirror every day and say, I love you, Bree. I love myself. Those kind of things. You know, all those, I don't want to say cutesy things, because healing, it's not quote unquote cutesy. But all those, how about this? The things that feel wonderful, right? So like I said, the affirmations and the mirror work and just those types of things that I don't want to say they're easy, but I don't want to say they're fluffy either, because that's not the word that I'm going for. But they're just, they're affirming, if that makes sense. They make us feel good, as we should, because you deserve to feel good. You deserve to love yourself. You deserve to live a whole life. You deserve to, you know what I mean? To treat yourself with grace and compassion and love and understanding and all and gentleness and all those things. Shadow work is kind of like, I don't want to say it's the opposite of that, but it's not the quote unquote fluffier parts of self-care. Like, you're diving really deep. You're asking yourself some questions. You're getting to the root of things. So that way you have this awareness and understanding. You basically, you're cutting the BS, right? Because that's one thing that, real talk for me, like, I could just, you know what I'm saying? Listen, this wholeness journey, and I feel like I'm in a place where I don't care if no one understands it, as far as like people in my life that are wondering, like, well, where'd she go? Why is she, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to make sure that I am kind of pivoting out of victim mode and becoming the champion of my life, if that makes sense. And so with shadow work, it's again, asking yourself some tough questions, peeling back the layers, looking at some hard things, and getting a better understanding of, again, those truths. Because once you shine the light on those truths, you know, those ugly parts, those parts that you're ashamed of, those parts of you that you're embarrassed of, those things are holding you back. Those things are keeping you stuck. Those things are keeping you locked in this place of shame and guilt and feelings of low self-worth and feeling like you're not good enough and feeling like you'll never, you know, amount to much in your life. Like, this is how it's always been and this is how it's gonna always be. I can tell you, sis, that you are a woman of excellence. Okay, you're a woman of beauty. You're a woman of intelligence. You are a woman of, you're brave, you're bold. Like, you're all these things that I cannot even sit here and think of off the top of my head, because I will be sitting here forever. You're so deserving. But there are things locked inside of us, or a lot of us, me included, like I said before, things that are locked inside of us that sometimes we're not even aware of it. And these things, like, what you're not aware of, things that you're not aware of, like, what's the saying? What you don't know won't hurt you, or something like that. Yeah, it sounds good. It's cute. It's a saying. I know we've heard that for years. What you don't know won't hurt you. But I feel like when it comes to just knowing ourselves, you have to know yourself. You have to get to a place where you can dig deep. We can no longer continue operating on surface level. We just can't. Surface level is not going to get you what you need, sis. It's just not. Surface level is not going to help take you from point A to point B. And like I said, I don't want is that we are taking that same stuff with us into 2023. Are you going to still, am I saying like you're going to just magically be 100% like living your hashtag best and blessed life, January 1, 2023, or by a certain point? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because again, as you know, and as I've said before, what is it, new levels, new devils. There's always like that next. You're kind of like leveling up, just like in life too. You're leveling up, leveling up. You get to a place, you have some awareness, you have some understanding, you work on that thing, you love yourself more. You know what I'm saying? You're figuring shit out. And then there's another thing. And you're like, oh, I didn't know about that. You know what I mean? So it's a process. But, and this is, I guess, in alignment with what I want to talk about for the remainder of the episode. It's like some of us think that we have all this time. And it's a really naive thought to have. And I know that this is a thought that I had when I was younger, when I was like in my teens, in my 20s, in my 30s. Maybe this is now because I'm older. I'm really starting to understand, even though we know this, but just like, you know something, but it's like, for me, it's like, you, I know something, but it's like, I don't act like I know it. It's just like, oh yeah, time is limited. I know, you know what I mean? But it's like, it really is. Time is a resource, and it's not infinite for us as spiritual beings living a human experience, right? At some point, like if I have some believers here that are listening right now, at some point, God is going to call us to the upper room. I'm not ready to go to the upper room yet, and I'm not ready to go to the upper room for many, many years to come. Because I feel like I have so much work here to do. And I'm like literally just now scraping the surface. Because again, back in the day, I was like, oh, I got time. I got time. I can figure it out. I'm not saying this to put a pressure on you. I just want to bring some awareness to the fact that we're going into a new year. And you can't continue to grow and heal and evolve and just continue to, you know, bloom when you are not wanting to address certain things, when you are, you know, just living this life where, you know, time just makes no difference. Our time is limited here. And that's a fact. And I think a lot of us are really just doing things that we know, for example, is not necessarily the best for us. But we're like, oh, I'll figure it out later on. Like, we just keep repeating these patterns and habits that we know that are not, you know, for our better good, if that makes sense. So I'll talk about that in just a second. But I want to go back to what I did for self-care, getting back to the shadow work. And so that's what I started, I think, maybe like a week ago or somewhere in there. It's been probably at least a week, I would guess. So I'm doing 30 days of shadow work, and every single day, along with like my stillness / prayer / meditation time, I just kind of lump those all into one. I do some journaling, and then I ask myself a question, you know, and these questions are meant to, they're, again, I can't do surface level anymore. So these questions are not like, what's your favorite color? Which is important. Again, self-awareness and knowing you, who you are, and learning about yourself, that's all self-awareness. But I feel like at a certain point, you got to go deeper. You got to dig deeper. You got to go below the surface. That's where the gems are. You know, that's where when you put in that work, it's like, what is it, like low-hanging fruit is like the easy fruit, of course. And it's good. It's fruit. It's good. But that good fruit, you know, sometimes you got to work for it. Sometimes you got to get up and climb the tree. Sometimes you got to, you know, do whatever people do when they are picking the fruit that we eat that is not low hanging, right? You got to put in some work. And so that's what I feel about this shadow work. So it's not like surface level. So I wish I had my journal here in front of me, but I do not. But again, the questions are like one of the last questions was, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't recall it exactly, but one of the very last questions I answered in the last maybe 2 or 3 days was something along the lines of, what's the one thing you are embarrassed about yourself or something along those lines. I can't recall what the question was that I answered. But then I took some time and I answered, and I was listing this thing and kind of talking about it and going through it. And you might be thinking, well, why would you want to even bring that up? Why would you want to even think about those things? I feel like, and we know just how the mind operates, like there's so much going on below the surface. There's so much going on in our subconscious mind that we are just, sometimes we get comfortable operating, in a place where, you know, floating above the surface, it just works. It's okay, you know, but you don't see your life changing the way that you wanted to. And for me, I can tell you another reason why I'm doing shadow work is because I don't want to run from my past anymore. And that's a huge thing. There are some things that I have addressed in my past, and I've talked about them here on the podcast. You know that this has been a journey. It's been a process that you and I are on as we, you know, get to where the quote unquote healing resides, right? But it's like I don't want to continue running from certain parts of myself. I don't want to any longer feel shame or embarrassment about certain things that I've done or certain parts of myself or certain experiences that I've gone through. I did a lot of that, a lot of avoiding, a lot of running, a lot of, I don't want to say denying, because obviously, you know what has happened or you've done in your life or the things you've experienced. But I'm like, if I want to really just be the raw and real Brie, if I want to really just go after these things that I'm about to go after, I got to bring my whole self to the table. And I can't bring my whole self to the table if I'm not comfortable with myself. And I can't be comfortable with myself or fully embrace, accept, and love myself, right? If I'm just pussyfooting over different things and not really knowing my truth and honoring my truth. That's how I can grow. So that's why I'm doing the shadow work. I want to be able to address things, you know, in my life. Maybe you can call it a form of personal development. I'm sure it is. But I want to address certain things. So that way, I don't want to be triggered by certain things anymore. Right? I don't want to feel like I'm not good enough in certain situations and then not know why I don't feel good enough in certain situations. Does that make sense? I don't want to continue to struggle financially overspending, for example, and not budgeting and being a better steward of the money that God's blessing me with, because I don't know, you know, what my triggers are and why those triggers be triggered. That's what shadow work does for me. It lets me get to the root. Some of us, we need to go to the root, right? Self-care can be and is this amazing thing. And it's all encompassing. It's not just one thing. It's not just journaling. It's not just, it's not just trying to think of things, eating healthy. It's all the things, but you can't do all the things like without getting to the root so that you have a better understanding of why you're doing or why you need to do some of those things in the first place. Does that make sense? So I don't want to carry that into 2023. So I said, you know, for the month of December, and actually I started mid-November, somewhere in there, but I wanted to do 30 days of shadow work. I really, really, really want to encourage you to start asking yourself questions. And if you feel like your trauma is just so big and so scary, I feel you and I get that. You may want to work with a professional that can, you know, make sure you're in a good place, because some of this stuff, it can hit hard, right? And you don't want to just be bringing up stuff and then not know how to process it, right? So let me give you an example of something that I did that I'm just sharing this because I thought it was beautiful. So I forget what day it was, but doing the shadow work. So I had just finished my was this during the stillness time, meditation time? I'm trying to think really quickly. Anyway, I'm trying to think. I think that I either was. Okay, no. Let me back up. So I had done my journaling and I had answered my shadow work questions and things like that. And again, I'm getting to continue to unlearn things and relearn who Bree is, who I really am, right? And so I had put that to the side and then I had done, set my timer. I use Insight Timer, by the way, when I do my stillness slash, I call it stillness slash meditation slash prayer slash, what is the other one? It's SM, what's S for? Oh, silence. The silence time. I'm trying to find a better name for that, but that's what I call it, like SMTP or PMTS or whatever. And so I was sitting there and I started to do a body scan. And the reason why I'm telling this is because as you learn yourself, you're going to be able to know, your body's going to be able to tell you what it needs. That's another reason why I'm so right now, especially big on the shadow work and listening to my body and slowing down and making time for stillness. In case you don't know, also one thing that I'm doing through the end of this year is I am doing my, I'm just going to call it meditation, but again, it's the prayer, meditation, stillness. What was the other one? Stillness, meditation, prayer, SMTP. Child, I cannot keep up with these acronyms, but I'm going to call it meditation. I am not only doing shadow work, but I am also doing on average 90 minutes of meditation time per day. Sometimes I'll just do the 90 minutes straight. Sometimes I actually do 2 hours and it's broken up, maybe an hour here, 30 minutes here, 30 minutes here. But that's what I'm doing because those answers that you're seeking, they're in the stillness. The things that you need, they're in the stillness. The things that your body needs, they're in the stillness. It's not in the running around. It's not in doing all the things. It's not in all the busyness. I am personally slowing down because I feel like God is trying to communicate with me and tell me something, and I keep missing it. I keep missing it, not because of him, obviously, but because of me. My mind is just so busy, right? It's so busy. And so I said to myself, I'm going to commit to at least 90 minutes of stillness / meditation. I'm not going to go through that whole thing again per day. And I got that idea after watching a few, you know how I be on YouTube, child, just reading and researching and looking and learning, right? That's the thing. When you learn something, don't just hold it in the vault. You got to take action too and test it out and try it and all those things to see how it works and how it resonates for you. Just like the things that I talked to you about the podcast, don't just take it into the vault and be like, yeah, okay, that sounds great. Test it, try it, see how it works for you. So 90 minutes may not be your jam and that's okay. An hour may not be your jam and that's okay. 5 minutes may not be your jam. And you're like, no, I need an hour, Bree. Or you might be like, an hour? No. I need 15 minutes, honey. Figure it out on your own. You know what I mean? Do what makes sense for you. There's no one on this planet that can tell you, you must do this to get this exact result. Our backgrounds are different. Our lives are different. Our histories are different. We're different. We're sharing this experience, but we're different. Okay. But I do want to tell you that you must, I know I'm telling you must and you should. I'm not even talking about the length of time. I'm just talking about stillness. You got to do it. You got to do it. That's a must as a part of your self-care routine. So anyway, going back to what I was saying before. So after I had done my journaling, I was doing my meditation time and somewhere in there, I started doing a body scan, right? And again, your body, it talks. You just have to learn how to understand what it's relaying to, right? And so as I did my body scan, I started at the top, started with my head, and then of course you work your way down. And when I got to my, there was two things. when I got to my, like, my heart, you know what? Let me go get my journal. I'm going to pause this episode really, really quickly, and I'll be right back. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, and I am so thankful for that, y'all, because healing is a whole process. How can we be okay with setting boundaries, inviting more joy and rest into our lives, or loving ourselves more if we've never been shown how to do so? Encouragement and tools from podcasts like this one is definitely one way, but sometimes we need more resources, and that's okay. You have permission to get what you need, how you need it, so that you can go from struggling to thriving. This is why I strongly believe in therapy. Listen, we all have a story. Mine includes stress, major trauma, and depression, and therapy helped me live a better life. Your story may be a complete 180 of mine, and in case you're wondering, yes, girl, therapy is still for you too. Everyone can benefit from therapy. If you've been on the fence about therapy, I want to encourage you to give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is designed to be convenient and flexible, which means it's all online with availability that meets your schedule. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bgselfcare today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BGselfcare. Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Your girl is a homebody, so one of the best parts of the day for me is when I can come home, put on my comfy pajamas, get snuggled up on the couch, and enjoy something to drink while catching up on a TV show. The thing is, though, that I don't want to drink wine all the time because, though I love it, I'm no longer a huge wine drinker like I was back in the day. I have morning headaches and even inflammation to thank for that. So, to help fill that gap, I've been enjoying Recess Mood as a guilt-free way to unwind. Recess Mood really is a vibe, y'all. There are only 20 calories per serving, no added sugar, and it's infused with stuff I like, including mood-lifting magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens, which really helps me to relax after a high-energy day. Recess Mood has 4 delicious flavors to choose from. My personal fave is Strawberry Rose. If one of your goals in 2024 is to drink less alcohol, this is the way. Give Recess Mood a try today and see how relaxed it helps you feel. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/self-care and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Okay, I am back, and I'm actually going to read you what I wrote in my journal. I'm just going to read it. I'm just going to be vulnerable, and I'm just going to read exactly what I wrote. And hopefully this makes sense. And actually, it wasn't, the shadow work was not what I had mentioned before. That question that day specifically was, what are my character flaws? And so what I did was I just did like a brain dump of different things. And then I went back actually, and I highlighted the ones in different colors that were kind of uniform. And analyze some things, child. I was just really interested in what I pulled out during that time, that specific morning. And then right after that, or later on that day, I did my meditation and then ended up writing some notes. So this is what I wrote, all right? So something amazing happened. I spent the last 30 minutes meditating / breathing / being still and did a body scan. The body absolutely speaks. I had a sensation in my stomach that was very strong. When I asked my body what it was saying, I felt / thought, be kind to me today and honor me with what you eat. And as well, now I'm paraphrasing. As soon as I thought that and acknowledged it, I promise you that sensation in my stomach, and it was a strong sensation, it immediately went away. And that was incredible to me. And then here's what else I wrote. So the sensation went away. The next and last sensation I had, again, I was doing a body scan, was in my chest. And I asked my body what it needed. And it was a feeling of comfort and love for baby slash teen Bree. After I did today's shadow work question, again, remember, I had like listed out all these character flaws and things like that. Like, I just got honest with it, right? So I think it brought up some intense, you know, feelings or emotions. And actually, that's what I wrote. So it brought up some feelings that I wasn't aware of. Ultimately, baby slash teen Bree bubbles up when I am in quote unquote character flaw mode. This version of me couldn't fully be a kid because she had to show up in hard and serious situations seemingly many times in her young life. She dealt with adult themes and situations that pulled her out of innocent childhood far too often. When I am stressed and overwhelmed, that is young me trying to manage and handle hard shit. Anyway, I placed my hands over my heart and spoke gently to baby Bree. Well, I put baby slash teen Bree, like two versions of myself, and I soothed them. I also let them know they were safe and that I am here and will take care of them and myself. They don't have to be afraid anymore. And y'all, after a few minutes of doing that, I felt completely at peace. And I'm telling you that because, as I mentioned before, when you're doing shadow work, it can bring up some intense feelings. It can bring up some intense stuff. And you have to be able to gauge and know, like, can you handle it? Right? Can you handle it? Versus, you know, again, do you need to have someone kind of guide you and help you and walk you through that and just, you know, continue to help you create a safe space to kind of go through that kind of stuff. But shadow work is very eye-opening. I can tell you that every day that I'm working on this, my confidence level just maybe this is just me right now. I don't know. But y'all, I just feel like I'm just changing. I am changing. Y'all remember when Jennifer Hudson sang I'm Changing in Dreamgirls? I know you know what I'm talking about. That song, y'all, if you have never heard J-Hud sing, first of all, if you ain't ever seen Dreamgirls, and I'm not talking about the OG one, right, which I saw a little bit of video. It was some raggedy video, y'all, on YouTube. Because, you know, technology was not tech-in back then, but I was able to watch a little bit with, I think it was like Cheryl Lee Ralph, who is absolutely gorgeous. What is her name? Loretta Devine. She is absolutely beautiful. Anyway, I'm going off topic. But I'm talking about the one with Yonce, J-Hud, Anika Nani Rose, Eddie Murphy, Jamie Foxx. Trying to think of who else is in there. I don't know. Anyway, movie's a little old, obviously, but when Jennifer Hudson sings, like, I feel like this is my theme now. When Jennifer Hudson sings I'm Changing, or whatever the name of that song is, child, that's me. Every time I come to you, like, I don't even know if you can tell, like, if you've been listening to the show for a long while, there was a time when I told you, like, do not go back and listen to the first however many episodes in the beginning, because those episodes, that version of Bree, I'm not her anymore. I'm not her. I'm not saying that I'm not still struggling with things. Of course I am. I'm still having this human experience, right? But just, I'm changing. I'm evolving. I am blooming day by day. And I think a big part of that is, like, I'm not afraid to ask myself the hard questions. I'm not afraid to look at things for what they are, because I know that, listen, as these limits come off of me, you will not, I'm telling you, the more the limits come off, the more I elevate, and for you too. Can't nobody hold you back. You, the things that you deserve, the joy, the peace, the freedom, the liberation, the love, the acceptance, the all of that, the abundance, like all of that, the good health, like, man, let's continue to take these limits off, y'all. Let's keep taking these limits off. The limits that society imposes on us, the limits that we put on ourselves, the limits that our parents put on us, and they just didn't even know because they did not have, right, the understanding of how their words and actions would affect us. Like, all the limits, I don't care, like, if your teacher told you were never going to be anything, if your parents said you were no good, if your ex-husband said you ain't going to never be nothing without me, like, whatever, take the limits off, sis. Take the limits off. Take the limits off. I don't even feel like preaching today. I'm just going to say again, shake them limits off. Pull back them curtains. I don't care if you just have to kind of peek and do a little at a time. If that's what you can do, do that. If you can take down the whole blind and, you know what I'm saying, get a whole view of what's going on and that's a safe thing for you to do and you're, you know what I'm saying, you're, if that's okay for you, do that. Like, we got to take these limits off as we move into 2023. No ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. We have to take the limits off. We are so powerful. We are so amazing. God didn't put you here just to have the limits hold you back. God didn't put you here. He put you here for a reason. It was not to struggle. It was not to wither. It was not to die before your time. And I'm not even talking about a physical death. I'm not even talking about a physical death. I'm talking about the death in your mind. Right? Not a physical death. I'm talking about the death of, like, your spirit, your mind. As far as, like, you've just had so many hard hits in life. You're just like, I can't come back from this. I'm just mentally and emotionally, I'm tapping out. That's what I'm talking about. No, we're not doing that. You are worthy of your best blessed life ever. We have work to do. We have work to do. And that kind of rolls into the fact that at the top of this episode, I said that, I sound like Nene. I said what I said. That is iconic. Anyway, like I mentioned, like, just some of us are out here and we just think we have all the time in the world. Listen, Linda, listen. Like I said, this is a tough love episode. I have to say this. Listen, Linda, some of you are just so held back. Your mindset, how you feel about yourself, what you believe you are worth and worthy of, how you treat yourself, how you treat your body. And I'm not talking about those of us that are struggling, for example, financially. So we're like, well, I only have this. So I'm going to do the absolute best I can. I know I'm not eating as healthy, but this is what I can afford. I'm not talking about that. It's not about that. It's not about that. Some of us just think that we can just take all the time we desire, like, and we're making other things a priority. We're making other things more important than our wholeness. We're making other things a priority other than our wellness, our abundance, how we feel about ourselves, the things that we go out and do, how we rise and elevate. Like, we're putting all these things above us. And I know that you know that God has a plan for your life and you are just sitting there with those gifts and talents that are buried so deep because you went through so much. You went through so much, girl. I know that you did. I did too. And I know that a lot of us are in pain. We may not think that we are, but there's pain in those roots. And that's what we built our foundation on. That's what we were built on. We were built on pain, a lot of us. We were built on lack, a lot of us. We were built on no feelings of love, a lot of us. Those were our roots. Those were our foundations. But I can tell you, baby, that you can tear those roots out. You can tear those roots out and replant yourself, okay? And that's what this self-care work is doing. But I'm gonna tell you, you do not have all the time. Okay? You must start now. You must start now. I'm going to say it again. You must start now. And you know what things you need to start with. I'm going to tell you one of my things. My thing is my eating. There are some days that it's great. Like yesterday, like I discovered chickpeas, y'all. I ate a salad with baked chickpeas that I made, and it was bomb diggity, and it was healthy. There are days where I have like salads and of course lots of water and tea and things like that. And right now I'm doing intermittent fasting. I have a window, usually about 3 to 4 hours and all that stuff. And that's great. And that's going really well. However, okay, when it comes to me not having all the time in the world, I can tell you that yes, I am eating healthier. Absolutely. Yes. And I'm proud of myself for that. However, I'm still eating a lot of candy. Yeah, I said it. I'm still eating a lot of candy. And there's nothing wrong with candy. And I'm going to continue to have it if and when I want it. Yes, 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 of course. I'm not going to deprive myself, right? However, it's too much. And I keep saying, oh, I have time. I have time. I can. You, sis. Well, it's like, what are we going to do? Okay? You double dutching right now. What are we doing? That's what my body's saying. What are we doing? So I know that it's not limitless. It's not. And so that's why I am actively doing some of the things that I'm doing, from the 90 minutes minimum of meditation every single day to clear my mind, get still, be quiet, get my thoughts in order, put away distractions. Like, this is how serious it is for me. 90 minutes to 2 hours every single day for the last... How long have I been doing this? Well, I've been meditating for like the last almost 2 months every single day, but I don't think I started doing the 90 minutes. It's, I think maybe like 3 weeks ago or something like that. And I'm going to continue to do that through the end of the year. Absolutely. Because I know that my best life, my best self, the things that I deserve. Yes. Life in general, we know we have things that we're up against. We know about all the isms. Absolutely. 100%. Right? I'm not talking about those like right in this moment. What I'm talking about are like the core things within me, things that probably, or not even probably, have been shaped by all the isms. Okay. Absolutely. But now that I have this mindset, now that I have been formed and molded and shaped in a way that was definitely not of God, there's no way in hell that when God made me, he was like, I'm putting Bree on the planet, baby. She gonna light it up. But, oh, let me just have her go through all this trauma. And let me just make her go through all these BS and make her go through all this times of lack and uncertainty and feeling insecure and unsafe and unloved. Let me just put her through all that. Like, I just, obviously, maybe he did. I don't know everything. I don't think so, though. I refuse to believe that. Right? So yes, there are some things, a lot of things that have happened to me and to you, of course, and we want to acknowledge that. But what I'm talking about is, now that we have this foundation, sis, and we know that we're worthy of blooming, we know that we're worthy of more, we know that we're not going to be here forever. A lot of us are generation curse breakers, and a lot of us are legacy builders, right? You got a legacy, sis. But we have to shake off all the stuff. Start working through the stuff. Yes, I didn't put that trauma on me. No, I didn't have those things happen to me, or I didn't cause them to happen, right? And neither did you. However, it's ours now, unfortunately. It's ours. And so at some point, you have to figure out, like, all right, I know I'm worth better. I know I'm worth more. I know I'm worthy of XYZ and living this blessed and abundant life. And I'm getting there. I'm getting there. You know what I'm saying? You're worthy of it. But how much of it is being held back because we're just trying so hard to maintain under these layers and layers of, for example, let's take my case, for example, layers and layers of trauma, that result in like screwing up finances, making poor decisions, not eating as healthy as I would like to. I'm just trying to think of all the things, right? There's not a lot of time, ladies. There's just not. Even if you live, God willing, another, let's say 60 years. I don't know how old you are. So let's just say 65 years or whatever. You know how old, what your age is. I don't know. Another 40 to 70 years. I don't know. Even still, that's not a lot of time. Some of us are at a quarter of our life. Some of us are at a halfway point. Some of us are, you know, three quarters of the way in. Regardless of where you are, let's say, for example, you're 65. Honey, you may have, God willing, and I hope you do, another maybe 25, 35 years of life. That's a long time. Okay? It's a long time, but it's a lot of time to waste. And then get to the end of your journey and look up and be like, oh God, I wish I would have done X, Y, Z and loved myself more. I wish I would have healed more. I wish I would have, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? There's not a lot of time. There's not a lot of time. There's not. There's not a lot of time to love yourself. There's not a lot of time to prioritize yourself. There's not a lot of time to, you know, pour your light into the world. There's not a lot of time for that. There's just not. So the choices that you're making right now, whatever they may be, you know, you got to ask yourself, like, is this leading me in a direction of joy? Is this leading me in the direction of wholeness and feeling whole? Is this leading me in the direction of self-acceptance? Is this leading me in the direction of peace in my life? Is this leading me in the direction of being able to be a blessing to others? Is this leading me in the direction of being able to communicate well with other people? Is this leading me in the direction of living an abundant life? Whatever that is for you, be it a life of luxury and prestige and or like whatever luxury means for you. And our definitions could be a little bit different. Like how I view luxury is probably a little different than you. Regardless, as you're building this life, I want you to remember that even though it feels like it, there's not a lot of time. There's not a lot of time. And so at some point, What do they say in the old days? You got to pee or get off the pot, right? There's not a lot of time. That's just facts. So you got some important decisions to make. And no, this doesn't mean that you're going to just go out and just change all these. No, it's not even about that. It's just, again, about awareness. Awareness of what you're worthy of. Awareness of your capabilities. Awareness that you can have and do whatever you want. I don't have a lot of time as far as, you know, just to waste, I guess, anymore. So for me, what that looks like is I gotta really start showing up for myself and showing up in this world. I haven't always been giving like quote unquote main character energy, and I've wasted so much time being like invisible, hidden in the shadows, like a third wheel. And that's something that I'm also processing too. But I don't want to do that anymore. I'm not that person. And you'll notice that every time you start to do the work, you just show up differently. You feel differently about yourself. You feel amazing. You start to develop this inner thing within you that is unshakable, or nobody can take it away from you. So I want you to think about your time this week. How are you spending your time? What are you prioritizing over your wholeness? What are you prioritizing over just living a peaceful, loved life and accepting of yourself life? Like what are you prioritizing? What's taking the place in all your energy and time? I'm not talking about your kids. I'm not talking about your career and things like that. These are obviously, some of these things are necessities, and of course, taking care of your family and tending to your babies and that thing. I'm not talking about that. But that's just something for you to think about. It's even a waste of time to not even show up as your full self. That's a waste of time too. That's a waste of time. That's me not prioritizing myself the way that I deserve. That's me wasting time, not feeling confident enough to be myself, right? So that's me. That may not be your thing, but I'm just giving you an example. That's literally all I have to say. Other than, again, I know this was like a tough love thing. Hopefully you hear my heart. And just know that I want us to freaking thrive, man. Black women, we deserve that. And we shouldn't have to hold ourselves back anymore. That's been ongoing for centuries. And we're not doing that no more. So, all that was said with love. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. I do want to thank every single person that has shared the podcast. That means so much. I want to thank every single one of you that has left a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you so much. This show is growing because of you. I can't do this without you. So I'm so appreciative. And I also want to shout out my Patreon members. It's a small little group there, but they have my back and they support me in that way and support the show, help me just to be able to produce content. So, because this is a labor of love. So I appreciate each and every one of you for every listen, every download, every share, every time you sign up on Patreon. Like it's all love. It all matters. And it's beautiful. So that's it for this week's episode. Hopefully you are able to get some nuggets from that. If you want to reach me, you can at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, CONNECT, at browngirlselfcare.com. That is it for this week's episode. Have a blessed week. I love you, and I will see you next Monday.
Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely their fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com. Code SUPER24.
Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. Buy Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.